Hi, I'm Nick Bojard. I'm the Chief Technology Officer of Community Engine. And with me today, I've got Lawrence Lemon-Ward, my development manager.
Hi there.
So, Lawrence, today we're talking about Operations Manager. And specifically, it's quite interesting. Normally, when we talk Operations Manager, we're talking to IT pros. Yeah, I've brought my development manager here. What we're here to talk about is instrumentation. So we've had a bit of fun over the last few months working together with me, trying to get you to instrument your code. How's it been?
Well, I'm a developer, Nick. Naturally, I've been resisting with all my heart. And unfortunately, my team are also resisting because they're all a bunch of developers as well. And naturally, developers do not like implementing instrumentation into their code. Creates a lot of problems for developers. Code bloat, very ugly code, the fact that concise methods now become very heavy, and short methods that would have been in a 5-minute job are now becoming 15-20 minute job. So resistance is always there.
Yeah, but and we've instrumented quite a lot of our code now, and we've done the four real things. So we put our configuration into the registry, so it's not in silly files that developers like to have. We've gone and put logging, file level logging, event logging, and we've started to put some performance counters in. As a developer, has that helped you at all?
Well, what we've noticed is that we've had a lot of problems going into production with our code, and the only way to find these problems is actually through this instrumentation and logging, which naturally we're finding useful right now. Initially, it was a problem having, again, as I said, to add all this code to our existing code. But yes, we're definitely realizing that this is the way to go forward.
Cool. So historically, and you've been developing for about 15 years now, historically, how do you fix those production problems?
Well, historically, you would literally have to start debugging on your production servers, which is about the worst possible thing you can do. Beyond that, checking data that's been putting into the, from the input fields. Again, not entirely reliable. And beyond that, looking at system logs, which are never entirely reliable to exactly what your application is doing. So unless you've got instrumentation and logging that's specific to the application that you're running, writing to specific files with you know where to look for them, you're going to be in a lot of trouble. And we found that if you don't have it, it doesn't work so well.
Okay, so there's a couple of things I know we fixed on the platform. So let's talk about those. And first of all, we had performance issues way back in May. You must remember that.
Yeah. We weren't running too well back in May. We thought our application was very good, and it was running like an absolute dog.
I remember metrics like 49 seconds to load a page.
Yeah, which is really fantastic back in 1991, but these days not so good. So yeah, we noticed we were having heavy problems, and the only way to find these was eventually with proper logging in our code.
Yeah, so the first thing we did was text-based logging. And from your point of view as a developer, how much did you have to change your code to start logging into those text files?
Well, initially we didn't have to change it too much. We put in basic logging at the beginning of methods, namespace logging, and action level logging with inside the methods. But the format of our logging was kind of childish, and it wasn't really readable for the ops manager and the ops guys on their end. So yeah, we needed a lot of coaching on how to do it properly.
Okay, so you're finding now you're working closer with the operations team.
Well, what it has done is actually made us have to work close with the operations team, which is often in the cases between developers and ops guys is not a really good relationship. But we've all got to be grown up about it now, and if they tell us what they want, we're going to give it to them now.
Yeah, so certainly I noticed the performance of the platform has improved. You know, 1.8 million hits on one of our websites just last week. And the thing's hanging together now, so that's kind of good. Now, what we're doing now, as we talked about before, is we're actually extending what we're doing. So performance counters, actually starting to get some metrics out of the system. You got any thoughts about how that's going to affect your code or even your team?
Well, it's going to show up shoddy code, that's for sure. We're going to notice the difference between methods that are executing smoothly and the methods that are actually causing problems down the pipeline. At this point where our code has actually become very efficient, it's a very good thing for these performance counters because we can't actually tell whether a sub 1 millisecond method is causing a problem down the line or if it's not. So the difference between not having performance counters and having is going to be fantastic for us now that our code is almost optimized.
Cool. Do you find that the ops team are actually coming back to you now with real valuable input on what you can do as a developer to make your code work better in prod?
Well, actually, funny enough, for the first time in my career, this is actually happening. We are getting told what they are needing, what level we're meant to be putting logging for them, what format to log in for the tools that they're actually using to read the logs, and yeah, it's working very well.
Yeah, so I noticed we're also using Operations Manager, of course, which is using our own management packs to start consuming some of this instrumentation. You've seen a bit of that. What do you think of the product from a developer's point of view?
Well, it's quite an intense product, I've got to say. I'm really impressed with it. I haven't worked with it much myself, but I've watched a lot of demos and I've watched the ops guys working with it, and the level of control it gives over your application is absolutely outstanding. I mean, as a dev manager and as a developer myself, I think it's fantastic. I'm really blown away by it.
Okay, that's awesome. Now, the next thing we're going to bring in is we're going to start logging important events to the event log. And I know we've had lots of arguments about what's important. What does important mean? So what do you think about that? If you think about some of the bits in your code, what would you like to put in the event log?
Well, I've got to say that most of the code that we are using to access our API and our Active Directory and SQL stores is very important to us. I think we should definitely be logging that very heavily, as it's the backbone of our entire operation. Mm. Data interaction, user interaction from our web front end to our API is also very important. I'd say those are the two areas I'd say.
So, Lawrence, overall, right, you're working closer with the ops team. Your code's getting instrumented so you know where things are breaking. We're integrating that into Ops Manager. Compared to, I know you've worked at major organizations, you've built lots of websites, and you come from being COBOL and a VB into C-sharp programming. Compared to all the other things you've done, this is different?
Yeah, actually it is. Most of the applications that I've developed, especially on the web front end and just web-based applications, it's kind of the developers that have driven the entire project. We've never really had decent ops teams that are actually telling us how to run logging and instrumentation. So, yeah, this is about one of the first projects that I've actually worked on that is actually using the logging and instrumentation properly, as I believe it was actually meant to be done.
Cool. So. Awesome. Thank you, Lawrence.